say this morning. I've been saying for the last 2 and 3 weeks, I've been talking about the Holy Ghost, about the Spirit. Are you hungry? Are you thirsty? So I'm going to say, let your garden grow this morning. Are you thirsty for His Word? Hallelujah. And how does your garden grow? In John 7:37-38, it says, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Oh, that word is good. Out of his belly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's what we all need in here this morning. Hallelujah. So many Christians, they're looking for the power of God. But if you think about it, you already have a reservoir of power that has been poured into you. In 1 Corinthians 12:13, it says, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body and have been all made to drink into this one Spirit. If you want the power to flow, you must prime the pump of your soul. You have the Holy Spirit within you, but His power must be primed through prayer, through worship, and through praise. And I don't know how many times that I have taught and said, we need to praise the Lord. We need to praise the Lord regardless what we feel or what we think, because we know He's there. He's our God, and He wants us to praise Him. Once you release the power of God, it gushes like a river. In Isaiah 58:11, it says, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water where waters fail not. When there is a true love for God and a sincere concern for the welfare of others, a channel is open for God's full blessing to come into our lives. There are rewards for such love. The rewards for such love, the light of God and the full joy of salvation and healing and God's protection and His presence manifest in our lives. God's help in trouble through answered prayer, the lifting of darkness and the oppression, God's guidance, strength, and His faithfulness, and true restoration and fruitfulness. Hallelujah, hallelujah. With the revival of God's standard and ideas, then shall the light break forth. Begin each day by priming your pump by the Holy Ghost power, and the fruit of your Spirit will flourish like that of a well-watered garden. Be a tree planted by the living water. Meditate on His Word day and night. And I'll tell you, I can't say that enough. Sometimes when I see people down and mopey and not energized and I always know they're either not praying enough or they're not reading enough, because they're not knowing what the Word is speaking to them. Fill today with acts of kindness prompted by the Holy Ghost. This should be our desire to live this day in your power and grace. We long to hear His voice and set you free. Hallelujah. And be an instrument used for your grace and for glory. Only when you recognize the depth of your sin can you realize the breadth of it. It's righteousness. Bring your gifts before God, acknowledging who you were before God took hold of you. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever went down memory lane and saying, oh God, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. And thank you, Lord, for your presence is always near. Recall your deliverance through the blood of Jesus Christ. Take a moment to praise God for all of your past blessings. Keep His praise continually on your lips, and I cannot say that enough. Praise Him for His grace to deliver you into His kingdom. Can you put into clear and concise words what God has done for you? Oh, listen this morning. If we become so thirsty for Him and feel His presence, we won't have time for foolish things. We won't let the world into our hearts. Now listen, don't change your theology with changing times. Don't give in. Don't let anyone fool you and say things that's not true. Don't give in. Keep what you believe in your heart. Always in your heart. Don't let anybody come along and try to change what you think and what you've known, what you've grown up with, the Word of God. This Word never, never, ever changes. And I don't care how many people come along and they want to change what God's Word says. Or this is the way I think. It does not matter. This is the way God said it. And it's His command. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we come to you this morning. And Almighty God, we worship you. And God, we give you praise and glory. Lord, we ask for your will to be done this morning. We ask you to touch us. God, those that aren't thirsty, I pray this morning, God, that they would get on fire. They'd be a soul on fire. God, let them ask. Oh, you said you'd give the desires of our heart, Lord. And oh, God, I hunger for more of you. I thirst for more of you, Lord. And I pray this is the way this congregation is. They thirst. They want more of you. They want understanding, Father. Oh, God, help us, Lord, to be obedient to what you say. Touch your people this morning. Don't let one person walk out these doors not sensing your spirit and your presence, Lord. We ask these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Be obedient. Messages or anything from the web stream or so you are in here. You're in the sanctuary today. You'll never outrun God. Because wherever you try and think that you're getting to a spot, He's already there. So why are you waiting? And truly, if you think you can be more stubborn or more persistent than what God is, you've got another thing coming. Remember, God will never... Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the precious holy name of my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ, come to you and stand in your presence and upon your word. God, you're not through with us yet. You're not through with us yet, Lord. And I know that you're waiting. With the exact answer, enough power, to get the job done in my life, in our life. Lord, I know that there's a couple in here that are struggling, that are fighting that sense of urgency of the hour which we live in. To sell out wholeheartedly, fervently, not my will be done, but your will be done. With all that is within us, Lord, I can magnify and praise you all day long. But I want these few today to experience that overcoming victory. Those strongholds, which is just our thought patterns, pulled down, rearranged, so that we can have your rest and your peace, and yes, your comfort and joy in the Holy Ghost. Thank you for touching our service today. Thank you for blessing us in a special way here today. While we still have our minds and our hearts focused on God, I want you to remember that Jesus Christ loves you. But he wants to do more work than ever before for you.
I don't know how long ago this was, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, but I'm overwhelmed with it now, and I feel like I have to say it again. There was a time when I was up there filling in on priest team for some reason, and I had a word for Brother Allen, and it is like screaming in my ears right now. And so, but I don't think it's just for him. I think it's for everybody. And at the time, it was that he was struggling to get back somewhere, that he was trying to feel like he used to feel. He was trying to do like he used to do, and how. This came to me before Rose spoke, so it's not at all against what she said. It's with what she said. I feel like Jesus. They said he said to me then, and he's saying to me now, it's not a question of back. That we have to stop looking back and comparing what we had and trying to get back to where we were. That we have to understand that we are in a place of a new anointing and a new blessing and a new purpose and a new place. And so it's not going to feel like it did before, but that's okay. It just means he's using us for something different. And it doesn't mean that he's left us, and it doesn't mean that what we have now is any less than what we had before, but it means that we have failed to grab hold of it and run with it because we don't recognize it. We don't see it as the football, and so we're standing around looking for the football, and we've got it in our hand already, and we're just not running with it. And so that's that. I believe we are under a point of tremendous anointing and giftings and stepping out in things that we've not done before and things we have not seen before. And if we could step out into that and get a little brave, and I'm right there, because let me tell you, when that word came, I was like, oh, Lord, I thought my heart was going to jump directly out of my chest and run down the aisle. But if we can step out in some of those things, we will find the result is some of those things we've seen before that we haven't seen lately. We're looking the wrong direction. Like I said, I just keep seeing that football. It's like a guy that's caught the football and doesn't realize it, and he's standing around looking for it, and he's got it in his arms and needs to run.